Hello and welcome to episode number 6 of the Eggers Gallery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Eggers. Our show recognizes and celebrates visual artists who exhibit their art at the Eggers Gallery. For more information about the artists and the gallery, please visit eggersgallery.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today's interview is with visual artist CJ Elsett. Now let's take a peek inside the artist's studio.
How is your personality reflected in your work? I tend to be somewhat introverted, introspective perhaps, but alongside that introspection, I feel that there's a rather intense force of energy that expresses itself through my painting. There's a lot of vivid, intense colors, strong contrasts, and bright light in my work, combined with some hidden depths and plenty of texture. I think I'm a sensitive, empathic soul, and I've dealt with a lot of pain and trauma over almost half a century now, not just my own. Coping with and healing from all of that has given me a lot of strength, while also compelling me to focus on gratitude, appreciation, and the incredible power of love. And I believe that all that somehow comes out in my work. What influences your art? I started out painting landscapes. Nature in its entirety, from the micro to the macrocosmic, utterly fascinates me, especially in the patterns and the energy and the forces within and behind it all. I've a very curious mind and a very keen desire to understand how it all works, what makes it tick, what are the connections, the parallels, and the forces within and beyond what we're able to understand through the limitations of our 5 or 6 senses. That burning desire has compelled me to delve into all kinds of studies: human nature, psychology, spirituality, mythology, physics, metaphysics, the astronomy, science, on and on and on. But sometimes it's just a simple color that inspires me, an abstract form, or the need to express a feeling or the energy within that feeling through color and shape and texture. Everything and anything, just life itself, I guess. Describe a real life situation that inspired you. In my early 20s, I had a near-death experience when me and my car were crushed under a truck. What I saw and experienced around that time started a real shift in my perspective on life and death and pretty much everything, and I believe that that has had an incredible impact on my artwork ever since. I came to realize that knowing something, i.e. the gathering and collating of information from which we can then create assumptions and conclusions, isn't necessarily the same as truly understanding something. There's so much more out there, way beyond our current ability to understand or even perceive, and that, you know, all we perceive through our limited senses is at some level a perpetually fluctuating force of pure conscious energy. So that when we turn off all the noise of distractions and the mental chatter, somewhere in that quiet, immense space, within that void that's bursting with creative potential, there we start to catch a glimpse of who we really are and what it's all about. That's what I'm trying to capture and express in my art. That illuminating light of really authentic, eternal wisdom and understanding. That sense of omniscient presence, or the creative force within life, within and around and permeating everything. What makes art good to you? What I love most about art is when I can connect with it on an emotional level, or it communicates something to me, not necessarily in words or ideas, but I want it to have an impact on me, preferably positive or illuminating in some way. I have a need for a sense of aesthetic beauty and or a powerful impact, although I don't altogether mind finding myself somewhat disturbed or intrigued from time to time either. When I'm creating my art, it's like having a conversation with the canvas. The imagery speaks to me, tells me stories, and I'm responding to that. I feel that my best paintings are the ones that gather multiple layers of meanings over years after their creation, by the viewers that bring their own personal interpretations and stories to them. I believe that much of my work seems quite accessible on the surface, be it landscape or figurative or abstract. But then as you look closer, there's a lot more imagery weaving through and beneath the surface that begs for interpretation. I try not to define my work too much, but rather I absolutely encourage people to make up their own interpretations and meanings. I feel that the more varied interpretations my work can inspire, then the more people it can impact on a very personal, individual level, and then the more valuable it then becomes. How do you go about starting a work? Usually I start with a simple color I'm feeling particularly connected to for one reason or another, and a simple movement or a gesture on the canvas. Just connecting with the canvas, making a mark, is often enough to begin a visual dialogue wherein the image will fluctuate and change over a course of weeks, sometimes months, and sometimes even years. If I'm feeling blocked, I might flick through some images or other people's artwork or photographs until something will spark some inspiration there, a color, composition, a gesture. And then what I'll do is I'll start very loosely, thin liquid paint flowing across and over the canvas, and start to build in increasingly fatter layers over time as the image begins to crystallize and take shape. Mostly I'm focused on connecting with the imagery on the canvas in a way that's almost meditative, connecting with my subconscious and allowing the imagery in there to flow as freely as I can, while trying to capture something of the free-flowing creative energy in there and bring it out onto the canvas into a more conscious material form. How has your practice changed over time? I started out painting in acrylics, very tight, highly detailed landscapes that often took months to complete. Through art college and university, I learned to loosen up and embrace all those happy accidents and the making and obliterating of gestures and marks to create texture and illusion. I think over time I'm far less anxious now about reaching the end result and much more about getting into the process, enjoying the journey and the dialogue along the way. I think this has brought a lot more spontaneous expression into my art, although I still struggle to find the balancing point I'm looking for between free-flowing spontaneity and a more carefully controlled, thoughtful application of the paint. Other than that, I think my palette has evolved quite considerably from an initial focus on exactly recreating the colors in nature. I became fascinated how different colors resonate with each other. And so I started using pure primary and secondary complementary and harmonious colors, really experiencing and learning how they resonate with each other and in different lights. And now I believe I'm coming full circle now into an increasingly more subtle color combinations that resonate in ways that play with your visual perception and create subtle optical illusions. What are your future artist's goals? After spending the first half of my life building a decent collector base and establishing my own art studio and gallery in the UK, I relocated to the USA just 6 years ago, and it's been a pretty rough, somewhat traumatic transition to say the least. Suffice to say, I'm incredibly grateful for all the amazing friends, supporters, and fellow creatives I've found here in the USA that have supported me through some of the most challenging moments of my life, and while I'm now rebuilding my life and my art career here, from a wee less than scratch, should we say. Folks have wondered, I'm sure, when times have been truly tough, why I've not just taken a day job to support myself, but I'm an artist through and through to the core of my being. It's my life's work and purpose, and I simply cannot imagine doing anything else with my time here. Since I landed here, fresh off the boat as it were, I've mostly been supporting myself through commissioned work and steadily improving sales. Less than a year ago, I finally managed to get my main collection of works in progress shipped over from the UK, where they've been in storage for 5 years. And now I'm just now beginning to apply and exhibit a few pieces in various regional exhibitions, while I'm working very hard now to complete a body of work for my first major solo exhibition in the USA. And there I'm hoping to pull a series of pretty large, powerful works all together to form a complete story and publish my first book to accompany the exhibit. Hopefully that'll launch my career here in the USA, onward and upward from there, but all I know is that so long as I'm creating, then that's where I'm in my happy place. Where do you go to find calls for artists? Well, I'm still figuring out where to go for all of that here in the USA. I suppose most of the typical places, Artist Trust, Call for Entries, Zoho, and otherwise local and regional art groups for the time being, but always on the lookout, you know. Where do you sell most of your art? I've sold at art fairs, through my website, through Facebook, at exhibitions, But for the most part, since I arrived here especially, it's mostly been by word of mouth, through friends, fans, collectors, and their friends. I picked up one of my favourite collectors, who is now a very, very dear friend, when she spotted me painting outdoors one day when she was walking her dog. Describe your daily routine in your studio. Well, chance at that would be a fine thing. I have to say that establishing any kind of routine has been all but impossible since I moved to the USA. I feel like I've been in a constant state of transition now for almost a decade since I began the relocation process. But when I do manage to clear the decks enough and stay put for more than a couple of weeks, then my routine usually starts to settle into something that looks like beginning the day with getting the coffee going. Now, I used to only drink tea in the UK, but I guess I got Seattleized. So then I'll take about 30 minutes or so to get myself into a positive focus. What I do is I write with an old-fashioned dip pen and ink in a journal, and I write down my intentions, my day's plan, and several things that I'm feeling really grateful for. And I find that this really helps to get the connection between my heart and mind going and working with my hands and out onto a page, and that kind of helps the creative process from there. So then I'll take another half an hour or so to get myself set up, paints, brushes, get all my equipment laid out in a way that's easy for me to get really focused into a creative flow without breaking off to look for something that I can't find. Hate doing that. Anyway, when I get to work, then I'll work for maybe up to 2 or 3 hours at a stretch before I'll take a break and reset so that I can come back to the canvas with a fresh eye. Sometimes it's less than that if I'm not getting going, but usually that's about the standard 2 or 3 hours at a go. I've also been known to work through the night and up to several days and nights, sometimes with just a nap here and there when I've got an important deadline to meet. I actually enjoy working, and I think I work better sometimes at night time, through the night when there's no distractions or even the possibility of a distraction. I love it when it's totally quiet and then I can just wholly focus. That works for me. What's the best tip you could give to another artist? Well, there's a few that come to mind, just mainly because these are the mantras I tell myself a lot of the time, and that is just start somewhere. When you're faced with that big white canvas, just get going on it. Do or do not, there is no try, as Yoda says. Successful brush marks are created mostly by confidence, I think, belief and focus. Don't give in to the distractions and just keep on practicing your art. Where can people go to find out more about your work? Well, most social media platforms, I have the username CJLSIP. So if you go to Facebook, I'm on facebook.com/CJLSIP. That's E for Echo, L for Lima, S for Sierra, I for Indigo, and P for Papa. My US website is currently under construction, but the domain name cjlsip.com points to an archive with samples of my work in there. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, again, with the usernames of cjlsip. Also, if you're around in Duval anytime, on Saturday, September the 9th, I'm going to be at Match Coffee and Wine on Main Street in Duval, Washington, there between 5 and 9 p.m. for the Duval Annual Art and Wine Walk. And if you're in the area, you want to stop by, I'd love to say hi.
The Eggers Gallery would like to thank all of the participating artists in the Forest Show. Those include Chaz Martin, CJ Elsick, Jamie Rodriguez, Julie Guerrero, Maya Serreta, Mark Lavitelli, Mauricio Pazviola, Nicole Ferran, and Robert Mullinex. For more information, please visit theeggersgallery.com. Thank you for joining us on our peek inside the artist studio.